There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sage, Ken Kessler, the Info Wrestler, and Jennifer Horn is here with the story. Jennifer does a local Los Angeles radio program and works for a company called Salem Radio. And I noticed that they are originating a town meeting, sort of a national town meeting, minority police relations in America. It'll be on the air in some stations around the country today.
Really?
What's the story behind that? You didn't know that.
Didn't know that, actually. You're so on the brink of what
it is. In
the
know and on the go here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. All right, so they
have town halls, they do really cool events where you can get in and ask questions and experts and all that.
You've participated in some of those.
I have.
Yeah. All right. So in this circumstance, they have some guests like an attorney for a black person arrested last Friday in McKinney. But the video of the police shutting down the pool party went viral. There are some other stations around the country that are doing this to try to have a dialogue. There are problems in Florida. There are problems everywhere. So how do we best approach this? How, as people who are in the world of news talk radio, do we have a conversation? We tell people the story. That's what Molly is here to do. She tells people the story. Pretty much everybody knows the story now about, at least in the circumstances last weekend, the pool party, white cop, does stupid things and resigns.
That could cover a lot.
Yeah.
White cop does stupid things.
There's all kinds of stuff going on, though, pretty much daily around the country where a police officer is being accused of doing something that isn't in the best interest of perhaps the people that he's supposed to protect and serve. How do you read that? What does it mean? There are a lot of different ways of reading into this, frankly. But I find it interesting that these people who have a right-of-center bent take on an issue like this. And I say that mostly because there are points of view on this that unfortunately are political rather than fact-based. Or sometimes there's a little fact and there's a little political. More often than not, I find that the politics of the left or the right take over when there are discussions of these things going on without a lot of focus on what factual things apply to a particular instance. There is no doubt in this country that we have a race problem. We have white racists. We have black racists. We have, I think, a lot of Hispanic racists, frankly. And there are a lot of prejudices. I have a guy that's been on the farm with me. He's a bigot. He doesn't like Hispanics. Why? He doesn't know. He just doesn't like them.
But there's a difference between being a bigot and acting on it and having stereotypes, because I think that people who say they do not have stereotypes are liars. I think that everybody in some way...
What does that mean? Explain what you mean by stereotypes. Have the attitudes, stereotypical attitudes, is that what you're saying?
We all, you know, here's the best way I can explain it. Our brains process a lot of information every day.
Yep.
And not because we want to or not because we're bad people, but our brains classify people just because. I mean, that's just the way it works. And I think that anybody who says, oh, I just look at the individual, BS. I call BS. Now, you don't have to act negatively towards people, but find me a person who doesn't have a preconceived notion about somebody, and I will give you $1 billion, because there is a preconceived notion in your brain about different types of people, and that's just the way it is. But I don't think
How do we get that way? It's not wired in your brain.
I don't think we should be sensitive about it. I think we should all admit it and say, hey, whether I'm black, I'm white, I'm purple, I'm green, I'm going to have some preconceived notions. Let's just start having a dialogue so that we can realize that we have these preconceived notions, but hey, sometimes it can be wrong, and let's just start talking. I'm so sick of having people make other people the villain because they hate blacks, or they hate Mexicans, or they hate Chinese, or whatever it is. It's like, let's not vilify
like Chinese.
You know? Let's just realize we all have these in our lives and try to figure out the best way to get by them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, maybe realize that we need to get to know people deeply.
What's the best way? Then having a conversation like this on a talk radio program is a good idea?
I think talking about it is an excellent idea, and I think not creating villains in the story is also good, unless there really truly are villains in the story. I think a lot of time the media is looking to always create a good guy and a bad guy, and I don't think, I mean, we know that. Life isn't black and white. There is a ton of gray in life, and to classify people, I think for us, Dougie, the responsible thing is for you and for me and for Molly to sit and talk about it from different points of view in a respectful way, rather than just getting one narrative from a media group.
Actually, sit back and listen to you and Molly discuss it because you have different points of view. I don't need to have my point of view here. I think that your point of view. My point of view?
Yeah, because we can't talk about the...
I give you my point of view based on...
young white man perspective.
Yes, right. Thank you. I have very strong feelings about this, mostly wrapped around media coverage of these events, but I also have strong feelings about the amount of crime that's committed by blacks and why it is that it's committed. 94% of all crime against blacks is committed by other blacks. That isn't a stat that comes out very often. You want to hear that from Al Sharpton. But still, it gets turned around as if the black guys are the bad guys and the white guys are the good guys. And that isn't the case. There are plenty of circumstances where the black guys are good guys and the white guys are bad guys. But it just doesn't come out
but
that way. It doesn't
even you're
clear.
Saying it. Who's the bad guy? Who's the good guy? I mean, a lot of times it's gray. A lot of times people do bad things because they have reasons to do bad things.
Mm.
But does what? That mean? Does that, you know, justify it? Not always.
Not
but there's
sure
always more to the story. You know.
I don't know if there's ever a reason to do something that's wrong. You may think, you may talk yourself into that, but that doesn't mean that it's right. I just I'm not into that, frankly. I don't like that thinking, but that's just me. 888-302-3684. Molly hasn't weighed in on this. We'll have that conversation in a moment. First, though, I would like you to take advantage of the weather and the way you're taking care of yourself. If you've looked in the mirror and you have seen pesky bags and puffiness and swelling under your eyes and lines around your eyes, and you've been looking for a remedy, here it is. It's called GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target bags and puffiness under your eyes. All kinds of people from all over the country talk about how they've started using GenuCell, how they've introduced their friends to GenuCell, how with this new technology, you look 10 years younger using GenuCell. GenuCell available by calling 800-543-9262. In fact, you'll see a lot of really strong, good results quickly, overnight, 12 hours, and you'll see the results. So call now and order the product. Get it as quickly as you can and start using it. 800-543-9262. You all want to look your best for the summertime, right? Yeah. Why wouldn't you? 800-543-9262. And by the way, if you mention Doug Steffen, they'll double the supply of GenuCell that you get. So you pay for 3 months, you get six. GenuCell, get rid of the puffiness, the bags, the lines around your eyes. Have your face look beautiful again. 800-543-9262.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Gorgeous. Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh.
Yes. I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All right, so on Good Day, we're talking about the problems of race relations, the overall subjective or objective way of understanding how the media covers some of this, and what really happens. What's the psychology or psychosis of having these attitudes toward people who are basically the same as you, even though they may not look it, they may not sound like it, but their bodies, their composition is the same. The Genome Project, to which I refer frequently, is all about people understanding from whence we all come, chemically and otherwise. So, Molly, your point of view, having now heard Jennifer's point of view, is this a constructive way to deal with the problem?
I think the more we talk about it, the more conversations we have about it, the better things will be, the more they will be solved. I am stunned at how much I think racism still exists. Sexism still exists. It doesn't.
Ageism exists.
Ageism does exist.
Yep.
In certain industries. Not all, but...
But do you think we use that term too much? Do you think the isms... Jerry Seinfeld just did a piece about how you can't be funny in America anymore because of all the isms, and you offend people, and he won't play on college campuses because of it.
Sure.
Do you think we use those words too much?
Do we use ism too much?
Mm-hmm. Do you think they actually have the meaning that they should?
Well, I don't know. I know what they mean when I use them. Ageism, I think, is more prevalent for women in the country than with men. We're taught we're supposed to feel a certain way about ourselves when we reach a certain age, that we're supposed to achieve something by a certain age, rather than every day starting new. And I think we think of ourselves poorly as we age, certainly in our society, not so much in Europe. So are you talking about ageism, racism? Which ism do you speak of?
I just think people are really quick to go, oh, that's racism. That's sexism.
Yeah,
well,
like,
well, you know what I mean? Everybody's got an ism. And, you know, I don't know if that takes away the power from the cases that are really truly the isms that we're talking about.
You're going to go overboard no matter what you're talking about. You know, there's nice fluffy hair, and it, then it can get a bit country music award hair. So, I mean, it, if you're paying attention to something, it's
good. What are you saying? Something's wrong with Dolly Parton's hair?
No, I love Dolly Parton's wig.
That's an ism.
But I'm saying, you know, I mean, even when you talk about sexual harassment, I don't think telling a woman her outfit is nice is sexual harassment. Somebody else might. So there are extremes.
Well, that's why I said it's a subjective versus objective way of understanding. All right, ladies, thank you. 21 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Something Molly Page, the news sage, has had on her mind. I don't know that you're the only one who has this on your mind, but you have a special. This could be the special report, today's special report on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Can we call this segment Stuck in My Craw?
Yeah. Might be. Yeah, it's a good place for it to be stuck, I guess. Okay. What do you want to get out of your craw?
Well, a Nobel Prize-winning British scientist is apologizing today for saying, quote, "The trouble with girls working in laboratories is that it leads to romantic entanglements and harms science."
Well, you know, there is nothing like a laboratory to turn you on, Molly.
Yes. Yeah, I think he's been watching a bit too much of the adult movies, but
in the laboratory.
With the big glasses and the hair up, and oh my gosh, Miss So-and-so, you're beautiful.
Looks like the character from Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Remember that? What was Dolly?
Oh, you mean Weird Science?
Well, what was the Christopher Lloyd played the doctor? What was the doctor's name? Anybody remember?
Was Back to the Future.
Yeah, something or other.
What was his name? Oh, my gosh. It's going to drive me nuts.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, keep going.
We'll get back to it.
Google
okay.
You look.
So Tim Hunt is standing by his assertion, though, that mixed gender labs are disruptive. It was an audience member who was there when he made these statements. Connie
Doc
St.
Brown.
Louis of, sorry, Doc Brown. London City University, Doc Brown, tweeted that Hunt said that women working alongside men in labs, you'll fall in love with them. They fall in love with you. And when criticized, they cry.
Now get back in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Make me a sandwich.
You women folk.
Oh, my God.
So Hunt's a biochemist. He was a joint recipient of the 2001 Nobel for physiology or medicine. He told the BBC Radio Today that he was really, really sorry he caused the offense.
Really? He's sorry he caused it, but he's not sorry for his point of view.
Yes. He's still kind of standing by his... He's just sorry he caused offense by saying what he believes.
Right, yeah.
Hey, you know what? Who cares? People can believe it, but gosh, you know he's never had a girlfriend, right?
That's what I said in the break. I said, you know, you look
totally
at the picture
single.
Of him, and you're like, he's just hoping this would be the case if a woman worked alongside him.
Just picture Lindsey Graham, and you'll be all set.
Yeah. He's not a hot scientist.
Why do you always say that when I say he's never been married? And so what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
No.
Really? I've never been married either, so yeah. Hey, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, they'll put the two of you together then. Lindsey Graham meets Jennifer Horne. Jennifer Horne meets
First Lady
Lindsey Graham. Well, wasn't it yesterday we were laughing about the fact that one of the late night comedians, I think, in the monologue said that Lindsey Graham announced that he would have a rotating group of first ladies if he was the president.
He said his sister was available.
Yeah.
It's like taking your cousin to the prom, you know?
Yeah. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. I think that's a little bit silly. Speaking of that, a flight in England was grounded in Southampton the other day because the plane had a bee in it. You heard of bee in bonnets? This was
bees on a plane?
Bees on a plane, yes. This
just
is
one bee?
A bee, yep, that they couldn't get out of the cockpit. The bee, so they landed the plane to get rid of the bee.
Oh, yeah. That pilot must be a wuss. Really? He landed the plane because of a bee?
Yep. Story at DougStefan.com, 28 past the hour.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's a best-selling hardwood, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get the look of acacia with our thickest and best European laminate. It's a customer favorite, and it's also 99 cents. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents, plus pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Daytime, 33 after the hour. Molly Page, the news sage, and Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program. We're going to face the situation that has been exposed in this video. You've heard us talking about it maybe a little bit. If you haven't, the accusation is that one of the large egg producers is treating the hens inhumanely. So we'll find out sort of the story behind the story of that, because it's affected those of you who buy eggs at Costco. Coming up in a matter of moments. The story of arms trade has become more and more a focus of my attention and therefore this program's attention. Those of you who are familiar with the term military-industrial complex know that we have, since the Eisenhower era, after World War II, become inundated with contractors who are paid outrageous amounts of money to develop things that, in all too often the case, they're not needed by the military, but because they have their hooks into Congress through their donations, the PACs and all of these huge companies that are doing good things in the main, but they also, part of their money-making opportunity is to make guns and missiles and armaments in general, airplanes, all this sort of thing. And so as I was reading that the shipment of some missiles to these company, these countries in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia now getting a little hotter because of the incursion of ISIS. Countries with little in common are coming together, making deals, trading arms. And this is not only in the Middle East, but North Korea. There are weapons that were found on a ship, I think it was last week or the week before, that were there was a missile hidden in a cargo of cement. So they put the missile in a crate, they put it at the bottom of the tanker, and then they put cement dust around it. This is something that was being shipped from Jamaica, which is a big place for, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Jamaica is where most of the cement dust comes from that's used around the world. And they have tankers that are in there all the time loading up with cement, the dust that is that becomes cement.
I know this is kind of off topic, but why Jamaica for cement?
Because they have the right, the composition of the island, the rock, lends itself to being drilled and broken up, and that's really all cement is dusted up rock. But it's a certain kind of rock, and I'm not sure whether it's not granite, but it's sort of a blue. I don't know honestly what kind of rock it is, but I know that even though we're the kings of arms trade around the world, that is, the United States trades more than three times as many arms to other countries than anybody else. The United Kingdom is second. Russia is third. France is fourth. Germany fifth. Sweden sixth. China, seventh. Ukraine eighth, Italy ninth, and Israel tenth in terms of the arms that are sold to other countries. And so when you look at the suppliers of arms, you look at where they're going, and you understand how sick this all is. Government spending all this money to arm themselves to the teeth so they can blow up other countries. And then the arms people say, well, we just sold this to Yemen. You're in Syria. Don't you think you ought to have these same weapons? So that's what they do. They sell the same stuff around. Meanwhile, the world is a powder keg because of the sale of all these missiles, all these planes, whatever armament you can think of. It is a huge business. And the arms, international arms proliferation, the United Nations looks into this. The United States says, oh, we got to stop this. And yet we're selling more of them than anybody else.
So what's the answer to this? Because otherwise, it just sounds like it's just going to keep escalating.
I think that's the problem. I don't know what the answer is, especially when you have the forces of ISIS and all that they are stealing or getting, robbing banks and buying whatever they want. The Iraqis aren't prepared to fight them, so they throw their weapons down, they run away, and so they have all of the stuff that comes from America that we've supplied the Iraqis. Now ISIS has got all that stuff. And if you don't put an end to it.
I don't think anybody knows the solution so far. I think that's the real problem that you've hit on.
Yep.
Is that America's in a really weird place because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And you need a leader who really just doesn't care either way and just tries to do what's right for America. And that's really difficult because it's not, again, it's not a black and white thing, I don't think.
No, it's not. All right. Story at DougStephan.com today from Seattle. They are wondering there if free ping pong in the parks could help stop crime. The report is that the city is experimenting with free ping pong tables, and apparently it's making a difference, Jen.
I can't rob you right now. I'm in the middle of a ping pong game. Excuse me.
Ping pong table installed at a park in Chinatown. Since then, crime data from the police department. Okay. But anyway, crime has gone down 46% in that area of town, and the theory is that it's because of all these ping pong tables that have been put up. That idea.
I think, you know, when people feel like the government is investing in their community, they do act more favorably. And something as simple as a ping pong table probably makes you feel like you're getting an investment of some kind.
It could be. I'm with you. All right, the story of an egg farm that has egg on their face in just a moment here on Good Day.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's a best-selling hardwood, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get the look of acacia with our thickest and best European laminate. It's a customer favorite, and it's also 99 cents. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents, plus pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Today, we're going to learn something from a 7-year-old. But let me tell you a little bit about this 7-year-old. She recently won a statewide contest for Junior Miss. It was a wonderful thing. She did this because one of the things she does is that she has a fundraiser that will be raising funds for people who have no clothing to wear during the winter to keep them warm because they are homeless. And she does magnificent things. She wants to be Miss America. She wants to be a National Hockey League player. And I know this person, and she's going to be. And I asked her what drives her. And she gave me the following answer. Listen carefully. Be your best, forget the rest. I couldn't have put it any simpler than that. Be your best, forget the rest. That means do what is right for you. And don't worry about what the rest of the world thinks. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
18 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, and I are happy to welcome Paul Shapiro, who's Vice President of Farm Animal Protection at the Humane Society of the United States. The news media is carrying this story that apparently is a part of, could we call this a sting operation, your operation at the Humane Society, releasing these undercover tapes showing mistreatment of birds in unsanitary conditions at a Pennsylvania egg supplier that sends their eggs to Costco. So what's the story with this video, and what was the motivation behind it, Paul?
Well, Costco 8 years ago publicly indicated its intent to stop selling eggs from birds who are locked in cages. A lot of the big food buyers and food retailers have been moving in this direction because Americans are increasingly concerned about the abuse of animals on factory farms. And it's very admirable for Costco to make that a proclamation. At the same time, nearly a decade later, the company has yet to fulfill this pledge and has no timeline for doing so. So the Humane Society of the U.S. took a look at what Costco's egg supply chain actually looks like. And as you indicated, at this egg factory in Pennsylvania, which is supplying eggs to Costco's all over the place, we found hideously cruel conditions. Birds are crammed into cages so tightly that they're unable even to spread their wings. Each bird had less space than a sheet of paper on which to live for more than a year before she was slaughtered. We found dead birds in cages with live birds. Some of them had been dead for so long that they were just mummified pancakes. And the birds, the survivors, were laying eggs for human consumption right on top of these corpses. It was truly a house of horrors. And those eggs are being sold at Costco in egg cartons that on the carton depict free-ranging hens out in a pasture with a red barn in the background, when in reality, these birds never feel the sun on their backs. They never take one step onto a blade of grass. They can barely move an inch their entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Costco to do the right thing and make good on its pledge.
Okay, so what has happened? What's the fallout from this, from Costco and from consumers in general?
News agencies across the country yesterday and today are reporting on this scandal in Costco's egg supply chain, yet the company has not released any statement about this whatsoever. Costco has policies to get cage confinement of pigs out of its supply chain, as a similar policy for calves who are used for veal. But it needs to do the same for egg-laying chickens, and that is what we're calling on the company to do today, is respond to this story. Don't just sit, hunker down and not have any response to this cruelty and food safety expose. The company needs to do the right thing and establish a cage-free egg policy.
One of the things that is always troublesome when something like this comes up, I'm a farmer, I'm a dairy farmer, I don't know anything about chickens or hens other than, you know, I'll have an egg once in a while, and I know the difference between a free-range egg and an egg that comes out of a factory farm. It's interesting, you just call them factories and not factory farms, which I find interesting because they really are. I've seen Pennsylvania has huge egg farms. There is, it's a, one of the biggest states in the country for eggs and for hens, both for eating flesh from chickens and for eating the eggs that they produce. And it's two different operations, by the way. It's not the same.
Right.
The same chickens don't come out of the same house. What will trouble me about these sorts of things is painting the entire industry with a broad brush. It happened with the exposés ABC did about the cattle being abused in New York. And by the way, As I said, I don't know anything about chicken farms, or certainly not as much about them as I know about dairy. And I will tell you that there are, in these huge animal horror shows, they used to be called dairy farms. Now they're just a big factory where there's sometimes 20, 25,000 cows being milked, and the manure is there. I mean, it's just, ugh, it's garbage. So what you're getting out of the cows is garbage, what they live in. But that doesn't mean everybody is doing it. So how do we guard against people thinking that all eggs are being produced by malfunctioning operations?
Doug, you're hitting the nail right on the head. So, in fact, just a half century or so ago, these type of factory-like systems were nearly non-existent in the world of animal agriculture. It's been in the last half century or so that this type of industrial production model has become the norm. In the United States, you have about 10% of the chickens used for egg production who are in cage-free systems. The other 90% are in what are called battery cages, these cages that are so cramped the birds can barely move an inch their whole lives. So it's certainly not everybody in the egg industry who's locking their birds in cages and treating them as if they were just units of production on an assembly line. But you're right, for the 9 out of 10 egg-laying hens who do suffer in these battery cages, these facilities bear very little resemblance to farms, and they really are more like factories. And it's incumbent upon the egg industry to move into the 21st century when it comes to farming and not go backwards to the type of old McDonald's farm that we saw, for example, let's say in the 19th century, but to come into the 21st century and adopt modern, higher animal welfare systems that allow animals the ability to engage in their natural behaviors while still benefiting from modern technologies. The real key is to not turn our back on modern technology, for sure, but to make sure that these animals who are being used for food are given a decent life in return.
Yeah.
Truly, that's the least that we owe them.
Paul Shapiro, Vice President of Farm Animal Protection at the Humane Society of the United States, here on Good Day.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
reminding you that anytime is a good time. For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
After the hour now, My Cool Inventions time on the Good Day program. John Cremins is here with a review of some of the news from the world of invention, submission, et cetera, et cetera. I got a story about a Kickstarter campaign that's pretty interesting, plus a review of today's big inventor coming up here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines,
and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobile, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
All right, 55 past the hour. John Creeman's Doug Steffen, Molly and Jen Jen here. Before we review.
Nice.
What'd you say?
The girls are here. Nice.
Yes, they are here.
You're here.
Yes,
we're here.
Yes, we're all right. You're the attraction here. They're not interested in being with me, but you're the attraction. Happy to be here.
I can understand that. You're the same young girl like me.
With, oh, yeah, right.
Here she has to be a Lightning fan like
oh,
you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go.
Leonard Nimoy's son is launching a Kickstarter campaign to produce a documentary about his father. The doc is called For the Love of Spock. This follows on the heels of the successful crowdfund Kickstarter campaign that was done for the War Room. The Funk Brothers was one movie about the background band in Detroit. The Wrecking Crew, that's what I was thinking about.
Oh,
the Wrecking
Crew. That was good. That was good.
Very good. So that has been done. There have been other campaigns. Veronica Mars came back because of a $2 million Kickstarter campaign that they got in like 24 hours.
I got sucked into that movie.
That was a good movie. I liked that movie. I thought it was a good movie.
I mean, Gibbs, you know,
didn't like it?
Yeah, it's campy, but it was okay. Yeah.
Oh,
it
come on.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it was cute. It was nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it gives you an idea of the width and breadth. One of the things that I like about crowdfunding is this sort of thing. It's being used by a lot of people very intelligently. You just have to look out. Sometimes the campaigns are really not very good, but most of the time they are. It's a creative way to get businesses started or some facet of a business going, and that's what we're about here.
Because yeah. You've been in my office, know.
Yeah.
In our studios here, I have all my memories. I used to do all the sci-fi shows for HSN.
Yeah.
So basically, I have everything signed by every character known to man, from Star Trek, Star Wars, Sopranos. I mean, kind of like everything, right?
Yeah.
So to see something about Leonard Nimoy, I think that would be a very,
very nice
interesting
all right.
documentary.
Today's competitor in My Cool Inventions, a fellow named Dwayne Harris. We're going to present his 60-second pitch again, so that you'll be able to vote till noontime on whether you think he deserves a thumbs up or a thumbs down, texting to 22333. Here's his pitch.
The KP Core Patrol is your crossbody product that merges your earplugs with your cell phone device in one safe unit. KP allows you to move around hands-free while you stay connected to both. I designed the KP Core Patrol because smartphones are a prime target for theft and violence in many urban areas around the U.S. Patent-pending KP keeps your cell phone out of sight and allows you to be hands-free and alert while commuting. Simply thread the earplug cord through the crossbody strap and connect it to your cell phone. It's that easy. Go jogging, bike riding, to school, work, or just riding on a bus, plane, or train. All hands-free. The KP is your mobile travel companion. It's fashion forward, safe, fun for everyone. KP comes in a variety of cool colors and design. Suggested retail price is $23.99 and made in the U.S. Bay. Visit my website at mycoolinventions.com or Twitter at KP Patrol America. Please vote for KP Patrol to help stop mobile violence.
All right, so we like this guy.
Yeah,
it's a
like
good
him.
Pitch.
Yeah, it was a good pitch. He had a nice
had
way about him.
There.
Yeah,
he's at 71% right now on our website at mycoolinventions.com. And just hit the vote tab.
All right, what did yesterday we had? Who was here yesterday?
David
Kasbrerik, or whatever his name is.
Kasbrerik.
Yeah, him too.
Kasbrerik.
What'd he get?
With the traveling breacher. He ended up at
95%. 95%.
So far this week, the highest level is 96%.
Hey,
A. Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.